The Machlokish Rav and Shmuel is something arba by arba that one person is 10 tefachim down, the other person is 10 tefachim up. So even though they're equally not comfortable use, so therefore Shmuel holds that, what's it called, that they're given to both of them. And since they didn't make an Eruv together, it's also to use that thing. And Rav holds no, that since putting things down is easier than throwing them up, we give it to the person who going down, and he's mutter and the other one's also.
Okay.
That's right, Shmuel. But right, Shmuel says the opposite. Shmuel says we give it to the one who's going down, and Rav says they're equal and they're both also. Okay. I want to try to bring a raya from the case of the Mirpeset, and thought that it was talking where the people above the Mirpeset were the ones that were being discussed, and to them they had to go down to the, what's it called, the Amud, and the people in the Chatzar had to go up, and the Maisa, the Gemara said, no, it's talking about people living on the Mirpeset itself. So there, to them, it was a Pesach, it was equal, and to the people in the Chatzar, it was Bezrika, that for sure, we give it to the Mirpeset. Okay. That's the case that it's talking about the people living on the Mirpeset. So then, look at the Sefer. Pachos Mikan, L'Chatzar. If it's less than 10 Tfachim, higher than the Chatzar, then we give it to the people of the Chatzar. Amai, Zeba Pesach, Zeba Pesach. If it's less than 10 Tfachim high from the Chatzar, then it's less than 10 Tfachim the Chara, we think, from the Mirpeset. So neither one is Shul Shul or Zrika, because less than 10 Tfachim is not Shul Shul or Zrika. So it's a Pesach to both of them. So why do we give it to the Chatzar, which should be to both of them, and should be also? I lechotzer, after chotzer. In the Chadami, the Gemara says, when since we said that when it's 10 tefachim high, we give it to the Mirpeset, now when it says to the chotzer, it doesn't mean only the chotzer, it means even to the chotzer. And both are ushtei masurim, and they're both asher. When it says, hachinami mistaber, neitani sefer, it also makes sense that it means after lechotzer, not only to the chotzer. It's adding to what it said before. Why? Because of the Sefer. But medvar mamor in the smucha. When do we say that you give it to the Mirpeset? That's if within four tefachim of the Mirpeset. But if it's not within four tefachim of the Mirpeset, avmufleges apilu gavroha asar tefachim lechotzer. Even if it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim away from the Mirpeset, we don't give it to the Mirpeset. We give it to the chotzer. What does that mean? We give it to the Chatzar. Eilem lechatzar b'shori amai, reshusa the tavayu. If it means only to the Chatzar, why? L'maisa, it's equal to the reshusa of both of them. And the Chara is the same kasha before, as before. Because to one, it's what's it called, b'shusa b'zrika, and the other one, it's what's it called, four tefachim away, it's with Zrika, but an equal Zrika, right? So Rashi explains that that's equal. Throwing something even to where you are, or throwing it up, is equal. See Rashi in a second. And the Maila Chatzar, so what does it mean that if it's four tefachim away from the Mirpeset, we give it to the Chatzar? At the Chatzar, Ushneim Asurim. It means even to the Chatzar. And the Mela, they're both Asur. Because it becomes common property. Hachinami, my lechotzer, at lechotzer, shnei masurim, shnamina. Okay, let's see the Rashi. Zeba Pesach, Zeba Pesach, what do we say, right? At lechotzer, klomar, shtei arishuyo sholtos bo. Both rishuyos are equal in this. Mela didn't make an Erev, but also in Zelze, so they didn't make an Erev, and it's common property, they're both us. Hachidan and Estabra, the Mai Lechotzer, Af Lechotzer, Joseph is stubborn. When the Gemara said lechotzer, it meant to add to what it said before the merpeset, not to change the case completely and give it only to the people in the lechotzer. But during merpeset, and we're talking talk about the people living on the ground level of the merpeset. Minikpani seifa muflagas afilu gavoy yudavi lechotzer, even if it's 10 tefachim high over the lechotzer, so it's lezeh bezrika, but it's 4 tefachim away from the merpeset, we give it to the people of the chatzah. So Mara says, what do you mean? Inema to shori lesh to Moshe. We give it to the chatzah exclusively, and they can use it. Amai. No inomi. The my merpeset, b'nei aliyah, reshusa the tarvayui. The shneim tashmi shal bekosher. The chatzah bezrika gova, ulaliyah bezrika es meshech ha'afloga, uveshil shulas anemuchos. If you say it's talking not about the people living on the merpeset, but people living on the aliyah above the merpeset. So they have to throw it out, because they're 4 tefachim away, and shilshul and go down. Out and down. The other people have to throw up, lift up, whatever. Zriko doesn't have to throw it. Means it's not comfortable to use an amud that's 10 tefachim high, because you have to lift it over. The noise of the Shmuel Shulshul Dabizrika Gova, Noachu, and even though Shmuel holds that if it's a question just of putting down or throwing up, putting down is easier, right? And you use the relative comfort, Hachadika Shulshul Uzrik Zrikas Mesha Shavine. Even Shmuel agrees, Rashi says, that if you have to throw something across and down, that's equal to throwing something up. It just because it's going down, but you have to also throw it across, that's what's it called? You have to stretch across and down is equal to stretching up. Well, Zrika's Gova, Rabbi Lechotzer, so why should only be to the Chotzer? These equally share it with the same discomfort. Ella al-Korcha af l'chotzer. Basur. Must mean that it's even to the chotzer. And they're both asur. L'rav nami. So they have to say that in Shmuel. Say something in Rav. The metarich lo medir mepeset. Even according to Rav, that we said, according to Rav, it has to be talking about the people who are living on the mepeset. So it's l'zeh mepesah, or l'zeh mezrika. Right? Shmuel can hold his people living above the mepeset. And they have to, what's it called, stretch down, and the other one stretch up, and then we give it to the, what's it called, merpeset, because stretching down is easier than stretching up. But according to Rav, we have to say it's talking about people living on the merpeset. So no, they're not stretching at all. Right? They're Noah.
Huh?
But that's still, it's still uncomfortable to have to make use of something you have to stretch up to do. Still, if anything, 10 tefachim is more than a person's normal, whatever. So 10 tefachim is a meter. So it's still uncomfortable. It's not equal to where your hand normally is. You have to pick your hand up. Hello, Korcha. God lechotzer. Basuri l'radna. L'radna min taris l'medina merpeset. My lechotzer dikani. Apokos mikan. At lechotzer komer basuri. It's less than 10 tefachim. Still, it's according to Rav, it means even to the chotzer, and they're both awesome. So now, I'm going to try the other right. Chuy sabor basela. Shein gaboin asora. If you have the wall of a board, or a rock. Right? A rock is like a platform in the middle of a chotzer. Okay, a big rock formation. Shein gavoy masor, they're 10 tefachim high, the merpeset. Then they belong to the merpeset, because the people in the chotzer have to lift up, and the people in the merpeset, it's even to them. So that's Pesach and Zrika. Everybody holds, you give it to the Pesach. Pachas Mikan Lechotzer. If it's less than 10 tefachim, so that's not called Zrika anymore. Then it's Noach for the people in the Chotzer. So you give it to the Chotzer. Amar Rav Huna, Lo Osim Adorim in their passage. So the question is, Lechaura, if that's the case, why do you give it to the, what's it called, to the Chatzar, right? But this is not the Gemara thinks that it's, what's it called, it's far away from the people who are living above the Mirpeset, and the Mela, for them it's the Shilshul, and for the people in the Chatzar, it's the Zrika. And yet, in the case where it's Ten Tfachim, they Aser each other. So, it says, no, what is it talking? Like we said before, it's not talking about the people above the Mirpeset, people on ground level of the Mirpeset. To Rashi, Chuli Sabor, Oshiesh Bechotzer Sela, the Mirpeset. Kosoka Daitech, the Vmei Aliyah Gomer, the Kashi Harav. We think now it means that you give it to the people living above the Mirpeset. And then they're Beshilshul, and the other ones are Bezrika. And still, like Shmuel, we give it to the ones that it's more Noach to stretch down than to stretch up. Versus, no, it's talking about the people living ground level. Tema, so this is where Rafuda said what we used before as an answer to the question before. This is the original place that Rafuda said. Tema, Selah, that works for self. Bor, Maitel, Nema. That's by a cell it's going to work like that. But what about a boar? A boar, even if we're talking about the people who live on ground level of the Mirpeset, the place that you use in the boar is not the top of the boar, that's air. You use the bottom, the carcass of the boar. So they still have to stretch down. So it's still b'shilshul. Now if you have a platform and it's equal to the Mirpeset, so then they use it equal. But if you have the top of a boar equal to the Mirpeset, they have to stretch down into the boar to use it. So that's Shilshul. Amar Rav Yitzchak, B'rei Rav Yehuda, Hakam B'bor, B'lei Yomayim Askinan. It's not talking about they're using the bottom of the boar, the ground of the boar. They're using the top of the boar to take water off. So the top of the boar is equal to the Mirpeset. So it's not Shilshul, it's Pesach. Pesach and Zrika. That everybody agrees, you give it to the Pesach people. Aiva HaChasra, that's the case, when you take water out, eventually it's going to be B'shilshul. Whereas even the Kimal Yashari, Kichasra, Gam Yashari. No, since when you started Shabbos, it was Mutter, because the boar was full. Even though, as Shabbos goes on, the water level goes down, and it becomes B'shilshul, it remains. Since it was mutter to begin with, remains mutter all Shabbos. Ma'adarab, given the chichasra asira, kimalya mami asira, just the opposite. Let's say since we know that it's obviously going to go down, so eventually it's going to become b'shilshul on Shabbos, since in the end it's going to be asir, should be asir even in the beginning, because it's all made for that. Rashi, tenach selo da'avili v'nemir pesach, kepesach. A cella, which is equal to the ground level of the Mirpeset, that's a Pesach of the Mirpeset, that the people live on the ground level. Shal gabo, ali tashmish didei, the gabo shav elohenu, right, because the tashmish of the cella is on the top of it, and the top is parallel to the Mirpeset. El abor, shimamala menenu, tashmishasa b'shoshulu. But a boar whose top of the boar, right, is the mouth of the boar, is parallel to the Mirpeset, the place that you're mishtamish in the boar is down. You have to stretch down to get to the bottom of the boar. I feel with the Mirpeset. Shari mikarki iso dovet. You use the bottom. Ushmamina, the hoil of nechvatzer tashmisha mazrika. What do you see from there? That since for the people in the chatzer, they have to use the top of the boar by stretching up, because it's 10 tefachim above them. And the other people, it's equal to. But not equal to, they have to stretch down. They can't use this boar unless they throw something up over the top of the boar, because it's higher than them. So they have to throw the bucket up, and then it goes into the boar, and then they can be dolent. So first they have to stretch up, then down. The people in the Mirpeset just have to go down. שאין יכול למעלה שם תזרוק עם כלי למעלה מן החוליה, תעביר אליי לבני מרפסת, ושושו, תשמואל. We still see over here that Lamaisa, for Shmuel, who says, what's it called? That for this one is Bishilshu, and this one, Bizrika, we give it to the Shilshu people. So it seems like that. That says it's to the people of the Mepesim. The Tosis over here is, before over here, we have two things. That can stretch up and then go down again. So for sure over there, just like we said before, we have to throw out and then down. Right? There, even Shmuel didn't say this did. But there, I mean, even Rav agrees that it's much more difficult. So the shot over here, why this isn't also considered more difficult, because you have two pa'ulas for the people of the Chatzar, and only one pa'ula for the people in the Pesach. Where it says, Malei Amayim, Tavi Kepesach, Levim Pesach. It's not talking where they're using the bottom of the board. It's talking about using the mouth of the boar that's full of water. When they fill, when they draw water, they're using what's parallel to their repesit. The verse says that, okay, but it's going to get less. He says, well, since it was mutter in the beginning of Shabbos, it means mutter on Shabbos. He says, no, it's the opposite. Since we know it's homemade, we had before cases where we knew for sure that it's going to become awesome on Shabbos, not something that could become awesome. That happened to become awesome. But it was only for that, then we consider as if it happened already. And since it's going to be awesome in the middle of Shabbos, it remains awesome even in the beginning of Shabbos. It's talking about a board not full of water, but full of Paris. So you have the same problem. But a chashri, you're going to take the Paris out. And eventually it's going to be the Shilsha, because the board is going to get lower. Versus Beditivla. Talking about Paris that you didn't take Trumas and Maestros off of. So you're not allowed to move in the Mukta. So you won't take the Paris out. So Mela, the boar is full, so it's you always are using the top of the Paris. From here it's Mashma, I didn't say anybody speaks about this. So Shaila, whether you're allowed to be mishtamish with Mukta if you don't move it. For instance, can you sit on a rock that's Mukta? Here's Mashma, you can. Because otherwise there's no Tashmish. It's Mashma, they're mishtamish with the top layer of the Paris without moving them. It's mutter. B'chor, Zariah, and Zerashba. Who holds like that? B'chor, Zariah, Zerashba. B'chor. Both of that now, so I'm not sure if it's true or not, but B'chor, it's me or I. Eka mami diktani dumi the cell. Proof to that is that the boar is similar to the cell. Because if the boar is something that you're going to be able to take things out, it's not like the cell at all. The cell is permanent, right? It doesn't change. So, Shwami Nats, you see, Tak, it's talking about a board that's full of something that you can't take out, just like a cell. You're not going to decrease. So it says, well, normally the mystic board, the mystic cell. But if that's the case, why do you need both cases? They're the same thing. If the case of board is talking about where you're taking things out of the board, so you need a cello to tell me that that's the case of the boar. But if they're both the same thing, then why do you need the case, the chlau, of the boar? Just tell me cello. Don't tell me a boar that's like a cello too. Rashi explains, this is the kasha. B'tivla sheh mukse, mach nesis her teva, v'asur v'tautra. Do me the cello sheh no chaser. Right? The boar is like a cello, it's not going to get, not going to decrease. The lama and mystery tarvayim, so why do you need both cases if that's the case? Well, the tivla mok, this law, since you say it's talking about where it's full of payers that you can't move, bishlama iyomers, the boar, mayim, gomer, if you would have said it's talking about a boar full of water, it's drich boar, lashmalinim, the apagad, the bishilshuhu, the neymer peset, athilohachi, the gabi choser, the tchotser, the tashmish, the bizrika, Nachas Koshivle, Lashilsh, the Mirpesis. Right? If we're talking about a boar full of water and it gets less, and I would learn from there that what's it called, even though it's Bashilsu for the Mirpesit, right? But since it's Bizrika for the Chotzer, we give it to the Mirpesit, right? Right. If you say that Ella, Hash the boar, the Sela. Shneim tashmish no gabon, But now that we're saying that it's talking about a bore that's no shirshu, that's equal, that's parallel to the merpeset, and won't go lower. Lamut tarvayu lamut. Why need both cases? This space sella below this may bore. Just tell me the case of sella. Because the case of bore is exactly like the sella. It's a bore filled up. It's a sella. Below this may bore. Oh, the soap could do me the sella. Boys love me. In the end, you're going to talk about a bore that's filled up. What's the difference between a bore that's filled up that you can't decrease from a sella? Same exact thing. Noi, the bore below sella, no much of this thing. Enachinami. If you had only the case of bore, you'd need the case of sella to tell me that the bore is similar to the sella. Otherwise, I would say the bore is talking with water, or it's empty, right? In Cain, how they are meaning a bore stand water. Once you have the case of bore alone, I'm molding you need the case of sella. But why need the case of bore altogether? Just tell me sella, and I'll know a bore that's filled up is like a sella. And the sella below bore this thing. Just say the case of sella. Don't mention bore at all, because the bore over here is not really a bore. It's a filled up bore that you can't open up, that you can't decrease. So it's one with your sella. Says, Tzuyach, you need both cases. Diyash means sella, the legla mixer. If you just told me the case of sella, I would say a sella that's impossible to decrease, that's where they're mattering. Because it's impossible to decrease it on Shabbos. Abo bor ligzer zivin de magi peiris besukadim. But a bor, sometimes you could have peiris or water in it that you could take out. And it will get less. And people will say, well, last Shabbos, we had this bor filled with peiris, and the people in the merpeset were the one that used it. This Shabbos, it's going to have fruit that you could move. And they'll take it out, or water, and they'll think you still could use it. And it's not true. So I might think you make a gzera, one or the other, right? So therefore, tzricha, you need the case of bor. If it's this Shabbos, it's filled with peiris, you won't take out. It's okay. And we're not afraid what's going to happen next Shabbos. Okay, garsin and tzricha. Gitani shel and telek lemikshah. The low garsin and itani bor. Of the shel alone. The bor below shel alone. Lomots in the mishnah capricious. As we have the gear of the gear, so if it only said bor, I would think of shel or not. There's a snake. If it only said bor, I for sure would need the case of the shel. Because then I wouldn't know which kind of bor it's talking about. But it could say the case of sella without the case of bor. Kabashwala, no. You need the bor to tell me we don't make the gzera where the bor is not going to be taken out of, because you're not allowed to. We don't make the gzera. Maybe next Shabbos it'll be something to take out. Mr. Karnin, the shakli minay, the chasri, basri de shilshu. If it's filled with payers that you could move, then same thing, we'd be afraid over Shabbos you'll take it out, and then it will become osur, and since it was only for that, it should be osur from the beginning of Shabbos. So we don't make that gezeira. Toshma, anshei chotzer v'anshei aliyah, sheshokum lo yirgu. Okay, this is a braisa, not a mishnah, Tosus points out. You have people in a chotzer, and people in aliyah. And they were not married together. Anshei chotzer v'shtamshin basor ha-tachtonim, and they have a wall, that what's it called, that separates between them. The people in the chotzer, right, and the wall goes up, and then there's the aliyah. So the wall has zizit, has poles that come out of it, where they put little platforms to use. So the people up can use the things in the wall by stretching down, using little platforms that extend from the wall. People in the chotzer can use the platforms by stretching up. So the look is like this. Anshei chotzer v'shtamshin basor ha-tachtonim. Anything within 10 tefachim of the chotzer, things that stick out of the wall, the people in the chotzer can use. Anshei aliyah v'shtamshin basor ha-tachtonim. The people in the aliyah can use anything that's within 10 tefachim of them. Anything higher than 10 tefachim. What's the case? Ziz yotzim in akosu. Lamakta me'asora. If you have a platform coming out of the wall, and supported on a Oh, yeah.
A peg?
Yeah, a peg they put into the wall that you support the roof. Put a hole in the wall, put a thing in, put a board on top of them. That's a disease. So if it's within 10 fachim of the chatzer, so then it belongs to the chatzer, and they can make use of it. Lamala mi'asora, if it's higher than 10 fachim, then it's for the people on the aliyah, l'aliyah. Hod beini beini asor mashma, now the Gemara thinks that the aliyah is very high. So anything that's, what's it called, in between, it's not, what's it called, it's somewhere higher than 10 tefachim, but not within 10 tefachim of the aliyah. So these people have to stretch down, and these people have to stretch up. Okay? Awesome. So you see that what's it called, it's common property. Even though it's one stretching down and one stretching up. Right? So, right, not like Shmua. It's only where it's within 10 tefachim of the top one, but higher than 10 tefachim of the bottom one, that we give it to the top. But if it's, this one has to stretch up, and this one has to stretch down, which is the amount of the wall, somewhere in between these two things, between the 10 tefachim of the aliyah and the 10 tefachim of the chatzer, anything in between that, which is more than 10 tefachim away from the aliyah, and more than 10 tefachim away from the chatzer, is also like Rav. It's kasher Shmuel. Rav Nachman, Hocha b'kosu chasra askina. No, it's talking about a wall that's exactly 19 tefachim. So there's nothing in between. It's either within 10 tefachim of the chatzer, and farther away than the aliyah, or it's within 10 tefachim of the aliyah, and farther away from the chatzer. So it's always the case where it's not the shulshul, it's Pesach and shulshul, or Pesach and zrika. And that's nothing to do with the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. The seas yotzim nero lamata miyasora, lezeba pesa, lezeba shushu. Lamala miyasora, lezeba pesa, lezeba shrika. So that's nothing relevant to our machlokas. Rashi. The low yirgu, leilu enegu. Basora tachtoni bekos labayis bechotzer, anshi chotzer mishtamshi. If it's within 10 tfachim of the chotzer, coming out of the wall, then the b'nei chotzer get to use it. The lididuka pesa. It's more than 10 tefachim away than the people up, and it's less than 10 tefachim from the people down. That's a clear halacha, Pesach. And Shulshul, give it to the Pesach. Basora Yonim, if it's within the 10 tefachim of the Aliyah, so for them it's a Pesach. It's less than 10 tefachim away from them. Even though they have to stretch down, but stretching down less than 10 tefachim is not. Shemi takas l'aliyah, and she'aliyah mishtamshin tismukim em l'bnei aliyah, v'havili diduk apesa, l'bnei chotzer v'zrika. But the people in the chotzer have to stretch up more than 10 tefachim. So for them it's v'zrika. Ziz habo leichutz l'koso, l'mala mi'asura, chazokat aita b'aliyah gavoa tuvazkin. We think now that it's talking about aliyah that's very high up. So you have three possibilities. You have a ziz that's within 10 tefachim of the aliyah, and much higher than 10 tefachim of the chatzer. You have one that's within 10 tefachim of the chatzer, but much lower than 10 tefachim from the aliyah. And then you have things that are higher than 10 tefachim of the chatzer, and lower than 10 tefachim from the aliyah. So that middle case is the one of the medayim. This one's the chatzer, this one's the repesas, and this one's also completely. Why? These are b'shilshul, and these are b'zrika. Should give it to the guy b'shilshul. It's a kasha on Shmuel. So, askin of ayla mala labmina karka mote. When it says l'mala, it doesn't mean we what's it called, we measure from ground level. We measure the l'mala from the chatzer, from the ground level of the chatzer, and the l'mata of the aliyah from the aliyah. But in a chanami, there's a part where it could be l'mala, right, and lamata, and be in the middle of the wall. Elohachi kamer, lamala mitchilas tetach asiri, kishetimdok nin aliyah, ulamata asora, dairu kiriktani reisha, biyud elyonim, anshi aliyah mishtamshin. When it talks about 10 tefachim, it's not talking about 10 tefachim higher than the ground. It's talking about 10 tefachim lower than the aliyah. and much more than 10 tefachim higher than the ground. Hard to beini beini, shebein yud alyonim liyot tachtonim, dehavi lechotzer bezriko aliyah b'shulshul. Anything in between, which is higher than 10 tefachim from the chotzer, but lower than 10 tefachim from the aliyah, is usher. The tavai, karab, so it's a rai, it's a rab. The coastal tishos, raskina, so one says, no, we're talking about a wall that's only 19 tefachim high. The lek of beini beini, there's nothing in between. Either it's within 10 tefachim of the aliyah, and more than 10 tefachim from the chotzer, or it's within 10 tefachim of the chotzer, and more than 10 tefachim of the aliyah. There's no case where it can be more than 10 tefachim from both of them. The Pesach. Anything within 10 tefachim of the chotzer is a Pesach for the chotzer, but it's more than 10 tefachim away from the aliyah. Well, aliyah b'shush. The cholamala miyodidei lechotzer. The zrika ul aliyah b'pesach. Anything higher than 10 tefachim is within 10 tefachim of the aliyah and more than 10 tefachim away from the chotzer. So the one that it's less than 10 tefachim is always a pesach. So then you always give it to the one who's a pesach. Because for the other one, it's either zrika or shushu. Well, the kosel esrim mamotzlokmi. Rashi says, why can't you make it a kosel es 20 tefachim? Why? Din kein shamir minah rosh tefach asiri l'zeh b'shushu l'zeh b'zrika, because then the 20th, if it's mamish at the beginning of the 20th, then for both of them it's what's it called more than 10 tefachim. It's what it's exactly 10 tefachim. If it would be exactly in the middle, it'd be this one has 10 tefachim to go down, this one has 10 tefachim to go up. If it was a kosel, that was what's it called exactly 20. It's possible to have it exactly 10 tefachim in the middle from this one, and exactly 10 tefachim. That would be this one shilshul, because it's 10 tefachim, and this one's rika, because it's 10 tefachim. And that would say what? L'zeh v'shilshul, l'zeh v'zrika asher. T'olam shori tanikama el l'mal l'matam. Because the Tanakhama only said if it's higher or lower, but not if it's exactly equal. Exactly equal, it'd still be awesome. Well, this is, so therefore, we don't want to bring a raya to that case. Right? Because Shmuel holds that where it's Bezeb is Rika, Bezeb is Shilshul, we give it to the guy B'Shilshul. So therefore, in order to answer Shmuel, we have to say it's talking about 19 Tvachim, so it's always Bezeb Pesach, or Bezeb B'Shilshul is Rika. Sizrach of Arbozkin. Rashi reminds us that it has to be talking about a platform that's at least 4x4. Not just a bracket or a pole or a hook. Because then it's not a reshus. And for sure it's mutter to both of them. The butts of the hothi will have a reshusa. Umakum pturu. Ubakalach lach. So it's talking about a platform that's suspended on the top of supports, that's a support that sticks out of the wall, and the platform is 4x4.